Our series of special reports on books by Wisconsin authors continues now, and on this 4th of July, we thought it would be appropriate to feature a book about our national pastime.
54,968, they are standing. The Brewers are just one out away from winning the American League Championship Series over the Angels. Vlad ready. The 1-2 pitch, ball line to Yount, it's short, he throws, it's over! The Brewers have won the American League pennant! Milwaukee!
Baseball rarely got better in Wisconsin than when the Milwaukee Brewers went to the World Series in 1982. That's just one of the highlights you can read about in Todd Mischler's new book, Baseball in Beer Town, America's Pastime in Milwaukee. Fans should enjoy remembering familiar stories about the Brewers and the old Braves, but Mischler has unearthed some treasures buried deep within Wisconsin sports lore. In particular, two other major league teams, managers, players, and even baseball's most maverick owner who long ago called Milwaukee home.
There's a lot of little snippets of history that, you know, you can say names that, you know, you've heard about or read about, but you didn't know that they were from Wisconsin or, you know, came through here.
Take me out to the ballgame. Take me out with the crowd.
Baseball in Beer Town isn't just a box score of Milwaukee's history on the field. You also get a glimpse into the psyche of a town wrestling with an identity crisis. Milwaukee fielded a model minor league franchise for most of the first half of the last century, but Mischler says the city yearned all that time to get Major League Baseball to return before the Braves moved from Boston in 1953.
And then they won the World Series, so they thought, well, you know, we have arrived, we're big league now. But I still think you always kind of wonder, and I have, well, is Milwaukee a big league city? Is Wisconsin a baseball state? A lot of people, unfortunately, I mean, they equate, you know, money with success, which I guess the New York's is an obvious example.
Milwaukee's Bushville anxieties peaked again when the Braves bolted for Atlanta in 1965. Then Bud Selig struggled mightily to bring baseball back to Milwaukee yet again until he bought the Seattle Pilots and moved them to Wisconsin. It's a story Mischler knows well. He's a lifelong Wisconsin resident and sports fan who's written two other books with state sports at the center. Still, with all his knowledge, Mischler admits he had a lot to learn putting this book together.
Oh, I think it's probably more. I learn more from doing the research than I've ever. I mean, I can say right now I don't know a heck of a lot because I mean, the biggest, the best part and the fun part for me is the research and trying to mold that stuff into a story.
Mischler's story of Baseball in Beer Town can be found in bookstores all over Wisconsin. Our thanks to WTMJ Radio in Milwaukee for Bob Uecker's radio call. We'll be back next month with another book by another Wisconsin author. You're listening to Morning Edition on Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Terry Bell.